Where did he go? I can't think now.
On Albany. What's the one in Albany?
I can't think of the name of it. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
He worked. He was a page in the legislature first,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. And then that's when he was. Yeah.
Then he was at business school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where was he from?
Newtonville.
Well, that's right. Yeah, down where Siena College is, right?
That's one place he lived, yeah. Mm. That's where he lived when... Not when his mother died, but when his father died. They lived there.
Mm.
I never knew his father. I never knew his mother very well. I'd seen her at the picnics, but I didn't know her then. Because I didn't know I was going to... I didn't know him then either. We used to go to picnics. We used to have picnics. They used to come from all over. Now, I say all over. There was different. Now, here's Verdoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there used to be Newtonville.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be Loudonville.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be, these were all Sunday schools, like, you know, see.
Oh.
And they'd have a farmer's picnic. And everybody'd come. Gee, that's a swell time. Band and everything, you know.
Oh, where would they have the picnics?
They had it in the Grove across from where Kate Hills used to live. There was a great big, quite a woods there then.
It's all
taken
gone,
a lot of it now. It's mostly gone. Yeah. And they used to have it in there.
Did you have dancing and stuff? Or just a band?
No, I don't think they danced.
Because it's church sponsored?
Well, I don't know that they didn't have it. They didn't have a platform, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. But they had a... They had a platform for the band, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that they danced, Christina,
so
maybe.
Would they have them on Sunday, or?
No.
No,
no, no. They could have it on Sunday. And on the weekday. Saturday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I remember right. And Charlie Mail used to play in that band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. That's when he went with Mildred, his first wife. You know, Charlie Mail, there was quite a lot of males. They were very, very musical. A lot of males. He had 2-3 uncles in that band.
Just like our church choir now, huh?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you went to church, did you go up to Niskayuna to church?
Yeah. But we didn't go too often. I used to walk, I tell you, with the kids. We used to go up there at Sunday school. We used to have to walk on the... Really, the best place to walk was on the railroad track. See, we had a railroad here then, you know?
The trolley.
Yeah, and I told you how I had a nice pair of gloves. I just dropped them and went back to find them, and the car going over. Oh, golly, did my mother ever give me the double for that? Oh, brother.
Oh, golly. Well, that's a long walk to church.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder you didn't go very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, then they started the Sunday school down here.
Yeah.
See, that's when they built a chapel. We had a lot of good times over here in this chapel. We used to have fairs every fall and booths around, you know, and, I mean, sell things.
Like we have now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And the picnics, so of course, did everybody bring their lunch with them, or did they cook out? Or
picnics?
Yeah.
I don't remember what we did. The only picnic I ever remember, the last one I think we went to, was over to Averill Park. We went way over there. And I remember, the only thing I can remember was all the lemonade they made. They used to bring it in great big milk cans.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it. Gee, and all you could drink, you know, and it tasted swell.
Huh.
You know, hot day, you know, and towards the swimming over there.
That's
but I don't remember what we had to eat. I don't remember that. But where
that
the guy took some, I suppose they did.
Yeah.
Probably salads or something like that, you know. Imagine.
That was after. That was both before and after you were married.
Oh, it must have been. It must have been because I was going over here yet. We were going over here yet when Charles was little. I can remember that, so I know that because, you know, I taught him to. I taught him to say when he wanted to do his job. You know, I taught him to say he wanted to brook. I learned that from somebody else, you know. And I took him over there to Sunday school, you know, and he was in class there, you know, and he told the teacher he wanted a brook, you know. And everybody was handing books and everything. I he don't remember that. I'll have to remind him of that.
Oh, gosh. And that poor kid.
Well, I guess you got to him on time before.
He got a little desperate.
Yeah. Because he told me, you know, I mean, he was kind of in a quandary. They didn't understand him, you know. See, they knew they didn't because he didn't respond.
He didn't want that book.
So it must have been, well, because I say that's been there quite a while, that chapel. Mm-hmm. That's before I think I was married. I know it was.
Mm-hmm. What did Grampy do for the D&H? Did he work in the office?
Or? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was way up north. I can't think. Newman, isn't there a place up there in Newman?
I don't know.
Maybe not now. That's so long ago. Heaven's sakes, over 60 years. Probably isn't even there anymore. Well, I think he was up there quite a while. Oh, gee, my heart was broken. He was gone so long, you know.
Was that right?
He didn't get home very long, you know.
Was that right after?
No, that's when I was going with him.
Oh, when you were going. How did you meet him?
Well, I used to go with a Burmaster girl up here. I say she and I went around to things a lot, you know, mm-hmm. social things. We used to have social things, you know, a lot. Of course, we didn't have movies or nothing to go to, you know. And the boys, all I had was horse and buggy, you know, if they were lucky enough to have that. A lot of them didn't. Of course, if they did, why, they stood in pretty good with the girls. I remember I went with one guy. I didn't like him too well, but he had a swell-looking guy. Swell-looking rig. So I went with him. He's dead now. Constantine, his name was. They're down the back road. Yeah, I remember him. Well, I started to say, Harry Moffat. You know, I got a letter from him, mm-hmm. remember? Well, he was a friend of your grandfather's. And they went to dancing school in Schenectady. I don't know how come. I don't remember that. Of course, I didn't know them at all. Either one of them then, you know. And seems they... Well, on dancing school like that, or they did it those times, I don't know, but they had once in a while a time when they could ask a girlfriend in, you know, see. And Harry was quite friendly with Emma Burmaster, the girl in, okay. And Earl didn't have anybody, see. And he did ask the Primit girl. She lived right over here. The house is gone now. Mm-hmm. And it was some misunderstanding or something, but anyway, she didn't go with him anyway. Wasn't she didn't like him because she didn't like him. It turned out, anyway. She told me afterwards she did. But I got in ahead of her. Well, anyway, Emma told Harry to, you know, to ask me. And, Earl to ask me, so he asked me, so I went. So that was it. So we went together after that, see?
How long did you go together?
Oh, about 2 years.
So he wasn't, 17 years old he was when you met him.
Yeah.
What kind of social things did you have? You said you had social things.
Oh, we had an awful lot of fun. We went to different things. Melon parties in summer. We went down to Wands's. I thought of that the other day when they told me that Mary Wands, her name, she was Mary Wands, and she married Lorenzo Warner.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? You probably heard of him, don't you?
Yeah, I think
she lives right across from Florence Lyons that I play mm-hmm. cards with, and that's how I heard that she had died. She was just buried here last week, and I knew her well because mm-hmm. we used to go out to these parties, you know, together, although she was Catholic. Well, now listen, she wasn't either. She wasn't either. Mary wasn't. She belonged to the Newtonville Church. But she never went up to our church. I don't know who she was. I know she had a sister that married a priest, in a Catholic family that, you know, she had a priest for her brother-in-law.
Hmm.
And, We went down there once and had melons, all the melons you could eat, you know.
Watermelons?
No, mushrooms.
Oh.
Mushrooms. And we used to have rubber parties. I remember once we had rubber parties. Because everybody wore rubbers in those days, you know. And if you had old rubbers, they brought quite a bit of money, see. And that's why we'd make money for the Sunday school, like, you know, see. We'd have a rubber party and everybody bring their old rubbers. Yeah. And then they'd have, you know, somebody bring something to eat, you know, girls. And then the boys had to pay just so much, a little, not much, you know, but that's the way they made money.
Hmm. So most of the social things were through the church?
To the church, yeah. And then we used to have box parties. We used to have box parties.
Box lunches, yeah?
Box lunches and sell the boxes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember once I got, I don't know if you ever remember, no, I don't think you do. Maybe your mother does. Oh dear, what's his name up there now? And I know there were twins. And, oh dear, what's his name? Orville Fraley.
Mm-hmm.
He married, what was the girl he married? What was her name?
I can't remember.
Well, her father
mm-hmm.
was the one twin. And the other twin used to live just beyond them, where Orville does now, just beyond them. Of course, he's gone now. I can't think of his name, but of course, they weren't married then, either one of the twins, you know. And he was kind of an old duddy, you know. And he got my box, and I was so disappointed. Oh, gosh. That's a fortune to war, you know. Oh, boy.
What did you put in the box?
Well, you know, we used to, no, I don't remember, but we used to try to get little nice little things, you know, if we could, you know, something to tempt them, you know. Not only just plain sandwiches, but something extra, you know, nice or something. And I forget. I can't think of his name, darn it.
Maybe Mom will remember.
Yeah, ask about Orville's.
Orville's father-in-law.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He died not too awful long ago, 2 years ago. Oh, more than that, I guess. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, when did Grant buy the store? How long did he work for the D&H after you were married?
Well, he bought the store. It was only about, I guess we'd only been married about, I don't know if we were married 2 years or not. I think we were. I think Charles was born, we'd been married 2 years. We're a little better. And I think he was just a baby
mm-hmm.
when he went in the store.
And he bought this. We didn't have much.
We had very little, you know, to go by. We paid, you know how much rent we paid, Grant? $10 a month.
Wow.
Well, rent wasn't very cheap. You know, it was cheap then, but that was cheaper anyway. He let us have it cheaper, too. He didn't have much, so he let us have it cheaper.
Yeah. Well, he had always had that one, the one store, right? That was the first store he had and the only store he had, wasn't it? Or did he have another one?
Who?
Grant.
Well, then he sold that, you know,
He had the store first where the Country Miss is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the one, that's where we went in. Yeah.
How long was he there?
I don't know.
Can't be too long. Because he was in the store, the second store, 40 years, wasn't he?
Oh, I think he was in 40. I think he celebrated 40. 45 years he was in the store, but I think that took in all, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you remember what kinds of things he sold in the store in the beginning? Where he got the stuff?
Oh, sure. We sold horse blankets and all that stuff, everything for farmers. All kinds of things to wear for farmers, you know. Jeans, high boots, and felt boots, and all that stuff. Not for women, for men. And, all kinds of coal scuttles and everything that you used, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had no hardware stores out here. You had to go away to the city to get anything at all. So we had, and I remember him telling about it when he had that earthquake that one time. He was down there, maybe it was his father's birthday. Always came on the 29th of February, you know? So we always went down there for his birthday, of course. Didn't always come on the 29th, it was only 4 years, you know? And that's when they had this earthquake. And they said, the people were in the store, they said, people were in the store that time, you know, said the, it, how the, all the things rattled, hanging up, you know, that's used to hang them on the, I thought of that when I was up in Bernie's today. He had a lot of old stuff hanging on the, did you ever go up in Bernie's?
He's got a lot of old things now, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, he's got old lanterns and coal scuttles and every old thing like that they used to have, you know, got a lot of stuff like that. I noticed it this morning. I've noticed it before, but I had a better chance this morning because he was talking on the phone when I went in. And so I looked around quite a bit.
So would you say that the store was sort of a combination of a hardware store and a grocery store? And
well, not really. I mean, it was things that you used on the farm, Chris, you know, more. Not just coal scuttles. I mean,
yeah.
Pails, you know, that you'd need, and different kinds, wooden ones and wooden pails then, you know, too. And didn't have tin pails. We didn't have galvanized then, you know.
Mm.
And things like that. But more things that you used, they used on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But not plows and stuff that kind. See, that would come in hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Not implements. Well, no.
Did he have?
I don't know if they had holes and anything like that. I don't remember that. If they had small, like, and shovels and stuff, I imagine he did. I don't remember that.
Do you remember where he bought the stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sure, down in, down Troy. He always got stuff in Troy.
Except when
even the hardware store's gone now.
I don't know. I never went down.
No, you wouldn't know. I can't think of it either.
Except when you took the truck up into Altamont to get the loads of wheat.
Yeah, a little bit wheat. And he used to get most of his groceries to a place called Darlings in Troy. They're going down to Darlings. Yeah.
Did he have all kinds of groceries, or did he, you know, like he would have now, or?
Well, nothing like they have now.
Oh, I don't mean the ready prepared food and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It would, like in the summer.
The loose stuff. You used to have loose sugar. We had to weigh up sugar. That's one thing they had to do if you worked in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You had to weigh up sugar, weigh up rice, and flour, and all that stuff. Didn't come packaged, you know. And butter.
Mm-hmm.
Butter all come in a tub, lard in a tub.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have oleo or Crisco or anything, you know. It was either lard or butter.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to color your butter?
No, that always came all colored. Yeah. And you had to cut it, like, you know, with a wire or something. I forget how they did it. I never did it, but.
Did you ever work in the store?
Yeah, I worked once in a while to help. I couldn't too much with children, you know. I couldn't too much. But I had to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the summertime, would the different farmers around here bring their produce to the store to sell, or?
No.
No?
No, they went to market.
Oh.
Just like Grant did.
Where was the market?
Oh, there was a market in Skunky and a market down in Menands. There is one now down in Menands. But I don't think they get much from around this way anymore. They get it from around outskirts of Troy and like that in Menands.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down and get things.
So did Grant sell any of the fresh produce in the store at the beginning? I mean, did he sell the fresh vegetables and stuff, or did people have that stuff?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember that he did. He may have, though. I don't know.
Did he sell milk and stuff like that?
Oh, no. We just had one cow. Grandma made butter, you know.
No, I mean in the store, Grampy Dan. Did you have to sell milk or anything like that in the store?
No, we didn't have milk.
Mm. Probably everybody had their own.
We didn't have a refrigerator then, you know. We didn't have refrigeration then, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to think of those things,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You don't remember that stuff.
No.
Do you remember when you first got a car? I just was thinking of that.
A car?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we, the first one, the very first one I think we got, I know it was, a Ford. And it was a four-door. And he come home, he went down and picked it up down in Albany.
Grabby Den.
Yeah. And he came home and he says, come on, get in. We all got in, Gramp and Mother and I, you know. I don't remember if Charles was born then or not. I think he must have been. Anyway, he took us down the back, and I don't know what I can tell you now. Do you know the road that goes down to Manan's and goes over the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where the entrance to the cemetery
yes.
is there? Well, right opposite that entrance, there's a road that goes that
yeah,
way.
I've been there.
Well, we went over that road. It wasn't paved good then, you know, and it was muddy. Oh, my God. We went over there and we slush around here and we slush around there. I've been scared out of well, which nowadays you know to do that. I'll never forget one. Well, before we did that, I'm ahead of my story. We coming home, you know. Gramp says, gosh, can't you slow down a little bit? Well, says, I don't know how. You know, you had to let up with your, you know, Ford was all with your feet, you know, every bit of it. You know, you pushed way down, and that was going high. Well, you pushed way down, and if you let up a little bit, it went neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let it, no, now wait a minute. If you let it up, it went neutral. If you let it all the way up, then it went high. If you had it way down to the floor, it was, you know, that was low.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you about that, how I went the first time that Gramp come over, you know, want me to go down, take the car and go down to this land, the farmer down below here, and he wanted to get a bushel of rye, you know, to plant. Because they do that, you know, the farmers do that now all the time, you know, if they want to change your, you know, crops, you know,
yeah.
They'd have to put rye in. It was always a good thing, you know. So I said, oh gosh, Gramp, I don't know. I said, Dad, I said, I don't know enough about that. Oh, he said, wasn't hardly any cars on the road, you know, very few. And he said, oh, there can't much happen. You take it a little slow, you know, can't much happen. He said, take it easy. So I said, okay, because I had taken a few lessons, but I remember the road looked awful narrow when you went to pass somebody. And of course here wasn't so bad, but well, I went down there and I turned around down there and gee, I was awful lucky and I was swell, you know, coming home. See, I got too cocky, you know. I went to turn the driveway, you know. I saw the barn coming to me and I got scared and took my foot right off and it shot into the eye, you know. Just imagine that little waste of car went right here. Grant leaned right over and shut off the magneto, they called it then, you know. So it shut it off. There was no power there. But there was momentum to it, you know. And it went right straight ahead and run into his nice wagon. He had a nice wagon,
no.
You know, that you just rode in. I mean, it wasn't a farm wagon or anything. It was a nice wagon. Didn't have any top or anything to it, but it's nice. A quilted seat in the back and everything. And dished the wheel out of it. Graham said, oh, that's all right, you know, doing worse than that. He was always so good natured about anything, you know. Oh,
did,
dear,
did he ever
that.
Drive?
Huh?
Did he drive? Did he know how?
Well, he learned how afterwards.
Oh,
even
afterwards.
Then, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a Buick when he died. Bill run about nice one. Two seater. One seater.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think just about everybody in this family who learns how to drive runs into something.
Yeah.
Yard.
Oh, I'll never forget that. I can feel that yet. I can see that barn coming toward me yet. Oh, boy.
Let's see. Oh, I know. I was going to ask you. You're talking about stores and stuff. Did you have any peddlers who came around?
Oh, yes. Loads of them.
What did they sell?
Well, they sold everything from soup to nuts. No. Well, I bought lots of things.
Did they come
That's where
around?
I got my sewing machine, my white sewing machine.
Oh, yeah? Did they come around all the time? Or lots of them?
Well, quite often. I mean, I'm going to say lots of times, but they came quite often. That's where I got that big kettle of mine that I got. I've had it for years now. I let Margaret take, you know, and that roaster. They didn't sell them in stores. And they were wherever, too.
Hmm.
But, and that's the way with my sewing machine. Now, you know, I had an old sewing machine that used to be my aunt's. Dad's aunt. Yeah, Dad's aunt. Not Aunt Jewel, but I forget, some aunt up there in the old home did dressmaking, you know. And it was a good, nice sewing machine, you know. But it was old-fashioned, you know, and that. And of course, nothing like they have now anyway, but even mine isn't. But they came around with this, you know, and seemed so nice. And I did a lot of sewing. I used to make so many things for the children, you know. And I hated to get it because I couldn't pay, you know, pay down on it, say, you know. And your grandfather didn't like anything like that much, you know. And he was out on the road taking orders. I knew that day, you know, and I didn't want to do it without his say-so, you know. And I got hold of him somehow. I think by phone, because I didn't drive a car. I don't think I went down. He was down the back road, I know. Well, anyway, I got hold of him, you know. And he told me, yes, go ahead. He's always so good-natured, you know. So I did. But I only made two or three payments on it, and he paid it all. He wouldn't go where he didn't like that, you know.
Yeah. How did a peddler ever bring a sewing machine around? Did he have a car or a wagon? Or?
Gosh, I don't know.
It's like an anvil salesman.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember.
Huh.
Whether he did have a car or not.
What other did they have?
I don't think so, because your grandfather didn't have a car to go around. He had to go around. Now, at that time, I'm pretty sure he didn't. That's when Charles was little. See, that's over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Huh. What other kinds of things did they sell? Did they peddle?
Well, I don't know. That's the only thing. Anything like that interested me, you know. And they used to have, I never had anybody come like that. They used to have come and they'd trade, you know. They'd have kittles and maybe or something like that, and you buy material of them, you know. The Jews went around and did that. And Mary Garling, you've heard them speak of Mary Garling down here, haven't you?
No, I remember her.
Yeah, she's in that great big white house that somebody goes and copies where she lived. And they used to come there, and she'd always feed them, you know, and we'd give them something to eat, you know, or something. She was always a good hearted soul. And and I say there was two of them. One was Myers. His name was Myers. He was a Jew too. And I know he had he had red hair. And I remember they kidded Jenny. So, you know, Jane, when she was married, when she was born, she had red hair, you know. They said that Jane Myers must have been around here. Because Sylvester's hair was as black as coal, so was Jenny's. Oh dear, they kidded her. It was funny. Because some of the pitches did strike out like that. Now that's the way with the twins there. They both had kind of reddish hair. Not real red. Well, Jane's hair, Jane's hair was quite red.
Hmm.
Not awful red, but like some are, but it was real red. But the twins were and Uncle Batty and their Aunt Mary were both dark haired, you know. Mm-hmm. See, that's the way they strike back sometimes, you know.
Hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well,
I don't know if we really have any peddlers now. We don't have any door-to-door salesmen anymore.
We don't have an Avon. I haven't seen any Avon ladies in a long while. And another one used to come here, and I used to get things once in a while, him, and I can't think what the dickens it was he Well, he sold cosmetics and full brush.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him. I remember Mom speaking of him.
Yeah. They don't have to come anymore. I guess they don't make too good. I don't think they got too good anymore.
The only ones we have come are the people from the different religious groups.
Yeah, religious groups. Yeah.
What was it? We had one on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I heard you say so. Well, I suppose they thought it was a good time to come.
Yeah. Well, I saw that you get to sleep. Whoops.